When things go boom, often the Homeland Security Department wants to know what it was. To do that requires sophisticated explosives detection equipment. In fact, the idea is to detect the presence of explosives before they can be detonated. The DHS Science and Technology Directorate has just broken ground on a new lab for evaluating explosives detection equipment. Joining me with more, Brian Krenzine, the acting executive director of the Transportation Security Lab. Mr. Krenzine, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us what this lab will do and how it fits into the mission.
Well, the new lab, which is about a total of about a 13,000 square foot lab, pretty much doubles our capability in hardened lab cells. And we use the hardened lab cells because in order to do the explosives detection testing, we need to present these technologies with various types of explosives so that the vendors can, one, train their algorithms in the system to detect those various explosives, and two, we can do a kind of a final test of those capabilities.
All right, so I guess we should go back to what you mean by explosive detection, because usually when something explodes, people are aware of it.
And as you were saying, I mean, we're really looking at pre-explosion. So we're looking at if somebody were to present an improvised explosive device or another explosive device in cargo or check bag or even the checkpoint stuff that you take through the airport. We're looking to mature those technologies that you see at the airport to be able to detect those various kinds of explosives.
Because I guess it's fairly easy to detect, say, gunpowder, because dogs can sniff that out. But explosives themselves are changing and morphing and getting more sophisticated?
Correct, yeah. We at the TSL, which is located up here in Atlantic City, New Jersey, we have about 40 different types of explosives, traditional explosives from around the world, and those are both military and conventional. But as you're alluding to, we also have the capability to synthesize those what are called homemade explosives or non-conventional explosives, which are mixtures of chemicals that become energetic when mixed together. So those are a new challenge to a lot of the explosives detection technologies.
So in other words, this is the proving ground you're building for equipment that might eventually go into, say, airports or public buildings?
Correct. We basically have four areas that we work at. We do what's called applied research supporting our test and evaluation mission, which I can talk about in a moment. But we also focus a lot of time on developmental test and evaluation, where we work side by side with the vendor to present various explosives to their technologies and help, as I say, kind of train those technologies into how to detect the various explosives that are presented to it, dependent on mass, dependent on other characteristics of each of those explosives that make them unique.
So is the basic technology here like spectrometry for detecting these things?
Well, that's one of them. The most common one is the most common one you see when, like, you go to the airport and you put your luggage in for check bag is actually a CT scanner, much like a medical scanner. That's very common both at the check bag and at the checkpoint where you're walking through a personnel screenings type setup. They have those small cabinet X-ray systems, and that's what those are. And then there's also for personnel screening advanced imaging technology, which is primarily active millimeter wave-based.
So you use a variety of technology, some imagery and some mass spectrometry.
Yeah, as well as X-ray. You know, so X-ray imaging, mass spectrometry, and also chemical analysis. One of the follow-up secondary screening capabilities is a trace detection capability that you'll see when people swab your with a little cotton or a little swab, and they'll run it alongside your luggage, and then they'll put it into a machine. They're actually doing a chemical trace analysis at that point.
We're speaking with Brian Krenzine. He is the acting executive director of the Transportation Security Lab. And you mentioned the mission of test and evaluation support. So how does this fit into the larger science and technology effort here?
Right. So as I was saying, we do work side by side with vendors for developmental test and evaluation to mature their technologies. But another critical role we play is we actually do the final certification and qualification of these systems based on various Department of Homeland Security or even other government agencies' requirements. So we have a group called our Independent Test and Evaluation Group, which is actually who the building was originally being built for or is built for, that basically meets with DHS components, finds out their requirements for explosives detection, and then tests specifically to those requirements, whereas the developmental testing is more a training ground, for lack of a better word.
And so why do you need the hardened chambers? Because if you're testing for something that hasn't blown up yet, is that just in case?
It's a safety, because we are using live explosives when we do this testing. As I said, we have about, I guess we carry about 11,000 pounds of explosives at the Transportation Security Lab, and we bring smaller quantities of those into the testing labs to expose these systems to real explosives, so that we can determine how well they detect those.
Do you ever run into the situation where the act of detection could cause detonation?
We actually have a very strong safety protocol for where we run into the most risk on that type of stuff is those non-conventional explosives, those chemicals that when mixed together become energetic. So we actually have a fairly well-defined safety protocol for ramping up those explosives, where we'll start with very small amounts and run them through chemistry analysis, as well as impact friction, electrostatic discharge tests, to help us determine their stability so we can decide how best to manage them to prevent any of those exact problems.
Because I was going to say one of the possibilities you might have to deal with is if you are using a technology that works to detect something, could the bad guys use that same technology to cause it to detonate at an airport, say, for example, when you're applying that technique to detect it?
Yeah, and
like add X-ray, I mean, and it will blow up.
Right, and not really. I mean, the
or is that far-fetched?
Methodologies used for detection really aren't driven towards that. Most of these explosives need some kind of primer capability, you know, obviously a timing mechanism and stuff like that. And the technologies we're looking at aren't known, let's say, for causing problems with any of those types of situations.
So are the challenges in this whole area, I guess, besides accuracy, I imagine speed of detection is important. And also, these machines are big, some of them, especially the ones you put your baggage through, and they take up real estate in an airport that could be a coffee shop or something.
Right. And in reality, a lot of the airports have moved a lot of those large check baggage systems, the ones that your large luggage go through, into the basement. As a matter of fact, there's a facility right there in D.C. at Ronald Reagan Airport called the TSIF that does a lot of that integration and baggage handling type of testing. They're kind of a brethren to us, whereas we look at the detection and false alarm capabilities of the systems. They look at the more of the integration, the as I say, the baggage handling, the human factors elements of that, the speed that at which it inspects things, stuff like that.
All right. So this you've broken ground on this new 13,000 square foot facility. What's the timeline for completion?
Fairly fast right now. The FAA is kind of we're a tenant command at the FAA's technical center up here at Atlantic City, so they're providing construction oversight, and we're looking at hopefully spring of 2016 we should be having a ribbon cutting ceremony, I would target.
All right. Brian Krenzien is the acting executive director of the Homeland Security Department Science and Technologies Transportation Security Lab. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.